Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. It's Memorial Day, and we hope you're having a grand holiday. We are here. We're not live. We are on tape, but this is a brand new show. No more replays for us. We're back. We're going to be here live going forward. COVID is not going to stop us. We're rocking and rolling. But there are a lot of things that COVID has taught us, and we're going to start to talk, at least for the next few weeks. But tonight, particularly, we're going to talk about some of the things that we've learned, particularly as it relates to staying in your home, right? Now, most of us have been trapped in our home for a long period of time. And how do we make our home more friendly, more livable, more importantly, safe? And what if we want to get out eventually? What do we do? So I'm blessed tonight. We have two wonderful guests. I have Dan Lagani is here. Dan has been here before. You may remember him. He is a co-founder of Silver Solutions. They're a regular sponsor of our show. And along with him is Laura Olivares, who is the co-founder and president. Laura is on the phone because she's a New Yorker, and so we're going to hear about how there are differences in how the coronavirus and COVID-19 pandemic has impacted us both here locally in the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches and up in New York. So I'm thrilled to have them both here. Let me tell you a little bit more about them, and then we'll get right into it because it's important and we have a lot to tell you. Dan's journey as co-founder of Silver Solutions had many stops along the way, all with one powerful theme: changing people's lives for the better. During his time as publisher of Better Homes and Gardens, he indulged his passion for family and home improvement. As president of Reader's Digest North America, he became focused on healthcare and worked with Humana to create a new line of seniors insurance. As president of Condé Nast Fairchild, Glam Media, and Diply, he experienced the transformative power of digital and social media firsthand. Today at Silver Solutions, he's combining his life experiences to help make growing older and less stressful for families across America. And Laura, as co-founder and president, she was a professional organizer by training and a true entrepreneur. Her life changed forever after the sad and unexpected death of her brother, Anthony. Facing the dissolution of Anthony's home from thousands of miles away, she was inspired to create Nothing Forgotten, a company whose mission was to ensure that no one would have to go through that process alone. Years after the launch, Nothing Forgotten became exclusively focused on serving older adults, resulting in helping thousands of families in New York, Chicago, and now here in Florida. Today at Silver Solutions, Laura is honored to be broadening her commitment to make aging process simpler and less stressful for families everywhere. So thanks, guys, and I'm glad that you're here. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. Great, and glad to be here.
And we're glad to have you, and glad to have you, Laura, from New York.
Thank you.
I guess let's kind of start at the 30,000-foot level. What's the biggest lesson learned? What can we talk about in terms of, particularly as it relates to Silver Solutions and the services you provide? But I'm sure that transcends just that. So what do you think may be the biggest lesson that we've learned so far?
I think from my perspective, and I'm based here in South Florida, Laura's in New York. From my perspective, one thing that is universal is now more than ever, don't try and go through the process of whether you need a safe living improvement or you're relocating or downsizing or you're a family member that's dealing with the loss of a loved one. Trying to go through those things alone for the first time in most cases is what people are dealing with. Something new under a moment of great duress is not the time to practice and not the time to go through it alone. So that to me is one of the broad takeaways. And we talk about that in our business all the time, that reach out to the resources that are available to you. And I'm not just talking about our company, but if there are community resources available, access them. So from my perspective, it's very much about the fact that we're in a moment that is so extreme that you don't want to practice and go through things for the first time by yourself.
You know, I think that's really important. You know, Laura, obviously, Governor Cuomo is getting an awful lot of play, right? I mean, he's the new hero in this pandemic. And I didn't know what Dan was going to say, but I don't listen to Cuomo that much because I'm working during the day. But I did hear him say yesterday that life often changes in an instant, a bad diagnosis, a sudden death. Those kinds of things. I don't think anybody foresaw this, but life has changed dramatically and instantly for us. And I wonder, being in New York, if you can identify, because I know how much and how in touch you are with Dan and how often you've been here as well, are there differences in how this has impacted New York different than it's impacted Florida, or is it the same?
I would say it's very different. My experience is that it's very different. And I think Dan's experience of what's been going on and mine in New York, just through our everyday conversations and checking in with each other, the level of stress and overwhelm that's going on in New York. Look, when we look at the services that we offer, most of our clients, most of our families that are reaching out to us, they're already dealing with a layer and level of stress that's going on in their lives, whether it's about mom or dad or that loss. So they're already dealing with that overwhelm. Now you've got this extra layer. The simplest task now is layered in PPE. Everything is four steps to just leave your home. So now if you're thinking about an older adult who simply just wants to be able to get their groceries, that takes five extra steps. And really all they want is something as simple as food. So now if you look at a broader scope, if you need some other kind of service, everything becomes overwhelming. And that's affecting our older adults. That's affecting us, me. Me simply just being able to go and check my mail or get my car has now become four or five step process to make sure that we stay safe and keep the people around us safe. So I would say that it's been a lot. It's been very, very taxing for us, our team, but our families. We're happy to be able to still be there and be supportive and take that on for them.
You know, because people in your space and people in my space, we are experiencing this both on a personal level. It affects us.
Yeah.
It affects us in our lives and in the lives of those we care for, but it just as much impacts the lives of the people that we serve and the people who maybe we should serve who don't know that we exist. And that's a real problem. I mean, from a business point of view, we can't market anymore. There's lots of differences. That's really a challenging. You know, for both of you, I guess, suddenly the population is totally isolated. They're stuck at home. As you said, Laura, having difficulty getting food. Dan, you've articulated it as well. What are some of the things staying at home has taught us that maybe were a surprise or we weren't paying attention to, and now we should, right? There's a whole safety component, I guess, and a whole host of other things.
Yeah,
right?
Very much. You know, I think about it from the perspective of a comment that you made a second ago about, you know, people don't know about us at times. And you were referring also to your business and the resources that are available and the resources that they can bring to bear to make life better. To me, one of the ironies of the whole notion of sheltering in place for the entire population, not just older adults, that home is the safe place. on a regular basis, our business addresses the fact that as you get older and become more mobility challenged, you need to make changes in your own home in order to remain safe there. So we think about the idea that you can be safe from the virus in your own home and still very unsafe if you haven't addressed those issues as an older adult. So the very clear thing for us is to keep in mind that just because you're at home, you actually still need a great level of awareness as to the environment that you're actually in. And one of the great concerns for us is that as older adults spend more time in their home and increasingly in isolation, that they're not even getting the outside resources to the degree that they need that make them aware of the things that they actually have to tend to, whether it's lighting or whether it's throw rugs on the floor. All of the basic things become even more profound now because more hours a day are in the home.
Hey, I know that you both have, you have this 14-point home safety checklist, which, you know, admittedly, all of us kind of have at some point or another, but never has it been so important, right? I mean, it has been more than ever critical because, which I was supposed to talk about last week, if you have an accident in your home, people don't want to go to the hospital. So because they don't want to get confronted with what's going on in the hospitals, and that's a whole nother conversation, a conversation I'm about to have on another show. But you want to stay safe in your home. So do we have some ideas about the things that we can do at home that are kind of simple, even if you're kind of mobility challenged and a senior living by yourself?
Laura, why don't you give some perspective on that too?
Sure. It's interesting. Dan and I joke about this, how I feel like I have COVID brain because a little spacey and a little a little slow on the take. And now think about that as an older adult. You've been confined to your home, your house, your apartment, wherever it is that you're dwelling. You're not having interactions with people or minimal interactions. You're not even hearing yourself speak. You don't realize that you're distracted, and then there's the overwhelm of watching the news and whatnot. And simple things now start to become an issue. That everyday clutter that accumulates, the newspapers that have come in, and because you're now uncomfortable taking the trash out, because remember, that takes five more extra steps. So you're starting to get a little bit more accumulation in your home, and again, you're sort of a little out of it and tripping and falling. So really looking at what everyday accumulation has now become a trip and fall hazard. If you're a little tired, you haven't been sleeping well, and you're shuffling through your home, take a look at the rugs. Are there any slip and fall hazards there? Dan mentioned the lighting. We get distracted. We're not even really thinking about light bulbs going out, things that need to be addressed. We're so overwhelmed with what's going on in the world, and the smallest, simplest things can have an impact. As a matter of fact, I actually met with a woman who, under normal circumstances, I would say she's actually in really good shape. The unfortunate part is her adult children, they live all over the United States and nowhere near her in New York, and there's no visiting happening. She lives in a huge apartment, and she felt pretty comfortable, pretty safe. And her son really brought us in because he was feeling uncomfortable and nervous and wanted just a check-in. And when I went there, I actually spoke to her about things that we wouldn't normally be concerned about, but today, because we are a little foggier than normal, the beautiful lamp that happens to be just a few inches into the doorway as she passes through to head to the restroom in the middle of the night is a trip and fall hazard. Now she's thinking about, not only do I not want to fall, and as you said, Scott, not only do you not want to fall and you don't want to hurt yourself, now you're terrified of even going to the hospital or having to go into the rehab or any of those things. Right now, the biggest thing that we can do is keep our older adults healthy and safe and keep them out of the hospitals and the rehabs as much as possible.
You know, I think this is a good time to segue into, Dan, maybe, because I didn't do a good job of introducing this. what does Silver Solutions do, right? I mean, because I mean, we're talking as if everybody understands that, but perhaps they don't.
Sure.
So why don't we why don't we bring everybody up to speak? Because you and I know what you do.
We really do three things that for older adults or age 65 to end of life, and we work with both the older adults and their families. In the simplest way, we make the home environment that someone's in, wherever they call home, whether it's their own space or whether they're in assisted living, we make that environment safe. And by that, we mean some of the things that Laura alluded to. We can do things that are as simple as removing clutter and reorganizing shelves so you don't have to bend or reach, or more significant things like removing a bathtub so you don't have to step over and you have a walk-in shower. So we will modify the place that an older adult is calling home so that it's friendly to the mobility and physical challenges that they have as they're getting older. So we do that at home. If you need to move to assisted living, we'll relocate you and create a new home for you there. And we'll also work after we've done a relocation to dissolve the balance of your home. And if it's the older adult that's passed on, we work with the family to get that space ready for what's ever next, whether that's another family member, whether that is something that's going to be rented or sold. And we do it in a way where we sort through everything in a way that honors the individual. We distribute the items to family members, donate back to the community wherever we can. But we make certain that, again, family members don't have to go through that arduous process by themselves. So it's about keeping homes safe and really tending to all of the physical needs for the adult and the family.
Yeah, I mean, that's terrific. I guess I have a whole host of questions. I want to ask about what does assisted living look like going forward. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the difference between apartment and house. I want to talk about valuations. I want to talk about technology. I have a whole host of issues here. I think what we'll do is we'll go to break in a minute. But if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. It is Memorial Day. And I want to take a minute to remember those people that we honor today. It is important that given all the stress we're going through, that we don't forget to step back, take a moment, and remember the people that we honor on this particular holiday. My guests today, both Dan Lagani and Laura Olivares from Silver Solutions, help enhance the quality of life for those people, those very people who are still here and have done so much for us as well. So they do some wonderful work, and I'm excited to have them on. We have a lot more to talk about. But again, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We'll be back in just a minute.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're here. It's Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. Take a moment and remember those that we honor today. We are here. We're not live. We are on tape, but this is a brand new show. No more replays. We're back live, and we're going to keep being live for as long as we possibly can, and we're glad that you're with us, even if you are, in fact, shut in at home. We hope you had a good day. I know you can't see all of your friends and family as much as you would have liked to. There are not that many barbecues, et cetera, but still, we are still here, we're still breathing, and life is still pretty good. My guests tonight help enhance the quality of life, particularly if you are stuck at home. My guests are Laura Olivares, who is the co-founder and president of Silver Solutions, and her partner, Dan Lagani, who, if you were listening carefully to the commercials you just heard, you might be able to tell he's a former radio guy and very good at it. Anyway, we're talking before the break about some of the safety tips and what Silver Solutions can do. I want to do a little bit more of that before I move into what the future of assisted living looks like, and maybe Laura can help us opine on that. But Dan, talking about some of the things that you either can do right now or should do right now, Laura touched on a few, but there's a couple of others that are still important that can keep us safe and out of those emergency rooms.
Yeah. Laura referenced it. We have a very consumer-friendly 14-point home safety checklist. You can actually download it for free if you go to silversolutions.com. And when you get to Silver Solutions, just click on where it says latest news, and you'll be able to download this list in its entirety. But some of the things that stand out, Scott, that you can do very simply on your own is take a look around for what we refer to as clutter. Other clothing, magazines, things that are just lying around that can be easily reorganized back into a different part of the house. Scan for all the trip and fall hazards. Torn rugs, throw rugs, bath mats that don't have anti-slip backing. Those are things, again, that can be addressed very quickly. Grab bars. You may need help to do this, but if you don't have grab bars in the shower, it's a must. It's one of the most important things. And again, even at my age, I'm 56, I want grab bars in the showers because we all are in environments where the floors are tile or marble and a little bit of water on that. It doesn't matter how old you are, in truth, I believe everybody should have those. So grab bars are a must, and you can get you can get that done in a relatively inexpensive way. Take a look at the lighting. Are the lights bright? And at night, do you have in the hallways, on the paths that you may go to the restroom or to the kitchen, are they well lit? So look for things like that. And other things like accessibility. I referenced a little bit earlier. When we go into a home, one of the things we're looking to help somebody do is make certain that they're not bending over for things that they're using regularly or reaching too high and using a step stool for things that they're using too regularly. So assess what's in the cabinets and make certain that the most regularly used items that you're going to have to get to on your own are things that are in the space and the line of sight so you don't need to reach. Or rather bend. And again, the last thing that I'll say is we talked about clutter to start. It's especially important on staircases. Staircases are not storage. They should not be places that you're putting things on. So if you have stairs in your home, be especially attentive to making certain that those are clear, unobstructed, clutter-free. And collectively, some of those little things will make a very big difference for you. And the more significant things, reach out and get help with.
You know, it's funny, Laurie, you'll appreciate this. We just went from a house to an apartment. Of course, you're much more familiar with the apartment living being in New York. Dan being here in Florida, mm-hmm. more familiar with housing. But we just moved, and I'm thinking he must have been watching us as we moved, because we're trying to get rid of all the clutter and then putting things that you need lower down or getting on a step stool. Stuff. We weren't in the house the first day that my wife took something down from a high shelf and dropped it, and it shattered all over the new marble floors. And now we have grab bars that were already in our shower, and we have marble floor in the shower. And I can't get in that shower without that grab bar. I mean, there's everything that we could think of. I don't know. Laura, did Dan miss anything you want to add to the list? Or
He actually did a pretty good job. Trying to think between the thing that I was glad to hear him say was the stairwell. A lot of times people just, they don't really focus on their stairwell, and having not only having it clear from the clutter and accumulation, but also making sure that they're well lit. Again, as we're shuffling around at dusk, and it's a little bit darker, and we're not really paying attention, and sometimes we just do things by feel. Just a little bit of extra lighting actually makes a big difference. And you can get those little lights that you can use as plugins. You can get that at a local drugstore if you really need it. As a matter of fact, I was thinking my light in my bathroom, my little nightlight, just went out. So I'm actually due for one, and I'm not even 50 yet, and I want to make sure that I'm safe.
I got you both covered. I'm 70, and trust me, everything you're talking about, I need, and I'm trying it little by little. I'm adding to the apartment. So I'm your customer. I just want you to know. Laura, has this been more challenging in New York City because clearly the impact of coronavirus, COVID-19, is much greater there? Has there been an impact that is unique to New York that maybe down here we're not familiar with, but have family up there going through?
I'll touch a little bit more on the level of stress and pressure that just is palpable. Just walking outside. It's just very different. I will say one of the things that has, though it's added a level of complexity in the way that we work, one of the things that I am grateful for is I think you had touched on assisted living and independent living communities. We do a lot of work inside of those communities, whether it's a relocation in or a dissolution out or even a relocation out. One of the things that I've noticed, is the really aggressive protective procedures that they've put in place. There was a point where no one was allowed into those communities unless they were family. And if they were family, it was one person at a time, and they were checking temperatures, and they were supplying PPE, protective gear, so that you could go in and you could go see your mom, your mother, or your father, or your aunt, or your uncle, so they didn't feel so secluded. And if they felt the environment was at a higher risk, they would minimize that as well. They were doing a lot of stay in place inside of their own apartments, inside of those communities. So one of the things that I appreciated was the communities that we've worked in, how quickly they jumped to make sure that their older adults were safe, or as safe as they could possibly be.
Yeah, the challenges that these communities have faced just in order to keep people safe is really quite remarkable. The other thing that I don't think we're all that sensitive to at times is the impact on the family who can now no longer visit. So it's a dual-edged sword for the senior that we're talking about. They are not only isolated from the ability to do the things they did before, but they're isolated from their entire support network. And boy, that's really tough. And we're going to talk more about what the future, I think, of assisted living looks like and how technology can help as soon as we come back. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here. We are on tape tonight on Memorial Day, and we hope you're having a great holiday. We're going to be back live next week. I'll tell you about next week's show soon. But we're here tonight with two terrific guests. We're here with Dan Lagani, who is the CEO of Silver Solutions, along with Laura Olivares, his partner and co-founder and president of Silver Solutions. And we're talking about the things that you can do, even though you're in isolation, to protect yourself, keep yourself safe, keep you away from the hospital and away from the EMT. And then we're going to talk about a whole lot more as soon as we come back. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were station might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us. We hope you're having a grand holiday today. Memorial Day is an important holiday. It's a day for us to remember the people who have done so much to help us enjoy the quality of life that we share here in the United States. And even though we're going through some challenging times, we should step back, take a moment, and remember those people that brought us to where we are today. So I just want to share that. While we are not live in studio, this is a brand new show. We've never done this show before. We are back. We're going to be doing original programming from here going forward. We're going to be doing it live every Monday night after tonight. Tonight's on tape, but it is not a replay. My guests are Dan Lagani, who is the co-founder and CEO, and Laura Olivares, who is also co-founder and president of Silver Solutions. Laura is in New York. She's on the phone. Of course, this has impacted New York quite differently than it has here, although some of the same problems exist. If you're listening here in Palm Beaches, you may very well be an apartment dweller. Of course, if you're on the Treasure Coast on 106.9, you're more likely in a house. But wherever you are, staying safe as we age, staying in place, doing the best we can to help us navigate these waters, both the quarantine, isolation, and aging, is really, really critical. I have a lot to talk to my guests about still. I'm not sure either of you. I'm not sure even if we know the answer to this. How has this impacted the future of assisted living, do you think? And do you have an opinion about that? And then does this mean people are going to leave assisted living, go back to apartments, going to leave apartments, go to assisted living?
Yeah, I think that we take the point of view that we're right in the middle of the storm right now. And some of the stuff that we're seeing, Laura alluded to a second ago, the work that we're doing in assisted living communities, clearly they are much more restrictive. So where we may have on a relocation had three movers in at the same time, you're working with one mover. So there are certainly a series of changes designed to limit contact with the outside. Whether those stay long term, to be seen. But I think, if anything, what you're going to see on a mid to long term basis is that there's a role for every different part of the ecosystem, right? 9 out of 10 people in those AARP surveys that get done every couple of years will identify that they want to grow older in their own home. And the numbers support it. So today there's roughly 55 million adults over 65. And if you just look at the sheer math of it, between skilled nursing and assisted living, you have roughly 3.5 million units in the U.S. So the vast majority of people, by definition, are growing older independently in their own homes. I don't know that you're going to see much of a change, but certainly the assisted living communities have had to go to great lengths, and even more specifically, the skilled nursing facilities in New York, and Laura can talk to this, that took patients who had COVID at the request, frankly, of the governor. It wound up being a really bad situation for the skilled nursing facilities, for the residents, and in many ways, it creates a short-term public relations nightmare, as well as just heartbreak for the families. I don't know that that's long-term, but, you know, it's certainly something that, again, we're all going to have to sit back and watch. But, you know, Laura, I think, has been right in the middle of seeing the way that many of the communities have responded with very specific limitations on who and how. But, Laura, even talk to it from the perspective of what we have done, whether it's at home or in a community, around PPE, because that is one of those changes that I do think may be long-term.
Yes. Right now, our standards of going into anyone's home or into a community environment, we are, our team members, including myself, if I'm going in and doing an assessment, if it's not a virtual assessment, where we are wearing gloves, masks, we are wearing a hazmat suit, or at bare minimum coverall, so that our clothing, there's a barrier between us and the client or the home itself. If we are doing something non-client facing, we're using basic surgical masks. Face cover is always mandated. There was a point where we would be, as you were saying earlier, Dan, we would be in an environment and we'd have maybe multiple team members working on a home. And now we're maxed at two people. And that's only if the environment will allow for the space and the distance between. Again, we need to keep everybody safe, whether it's keeping the client safe while we're working in the environment to declutter and create a safe and sanitary living space, or if we're going to be dealing with a relocation. We also have access, thankfully, to the N95 masks, and we are using those sparingly. We understand that those items should be left for the frontline folks, and so we've actually had training specifically for our staff to make sure that we are utilizing the right PPE during the right times and utilizing whatever is necessary depending on the environment, so that there's minimal to no waste. And there's also, we also now have access to PPE that can be sanitized and reused, which is a really big deal given the fact that, you know, my passion about being green and, you know, and not filling those landfills. So so we're working hard to make sure that we keep our staff as well as our clients safe.
Laura, you mentioned virtual assessments and reviews. Are you doing more of that, both of you? Are you doing more virtual assessments and estimates? And
you know, what's interesting, and it's kind of a pickup on what you were saying earlier, is that the world can change in an instant. One of the things that we had been working to do much more frequently was to turn our assessments into video-driven assessments. So we would virtually walk through a client's home. And we had some opportunities to do that during 2019, but if we looked at 2020, our goal was to increase that. By definition, it increased overnight. This week, Laura and I have both done several virtual assessments. And now through the technology of things like Zoom or FaceTime or even Marco Polo, all different variations on video platforms, we're able to walk through and get a really good first look at what's going on in the environment that we're about to help out at, whether it's at home, whether it's at assisted living. And frankly, I'm quite thankful for it because the reality is it's been much more broadly adopted much more quickly, specifically because of people's desire to limit person-to-person contact wherever they can.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. I want to talk more about how technology is helping in this business. I also want to talk about how the transition from senior moving to dissolution in the case of death. I also want to talk about, and you did kind of touch on it, social distancing in this particular point in time. And then, what else are we going to be able to do? And then I want to talk about the real estate market because you're involved in that. Are homes, in fact, still selling? If you just tune in tonight, this is Scott Greenberg. And yes, this is a brand new show. This is not a repeat. I know it's Memorial Day and we taped this a couple of days before, but it is current. It's right up to the minute and we're glad that you are with us. We hope you're having a great holiday. I know you probably couldn't do the things that you have been doing before, but in any event, we're glad that you decided to tune in and listen to us and my guests, who are Laura Olivares, who is the co-founder and president of Silver Solutions, and Dan Lagani, who is the other co-founder and CEO of Silver Solutions. We're going to be right back right after the break, and we have a whole lot more to talk to both Laura and Dan about, so stay tuned.
So many things in life get better with age. Just ask anyone who's become a grandparent. But the stress that comes from managing all the details of a home downsizing or move to assisted living is definitely not on the list. I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. When it's time for you or a family member to downsize or relocate to an assisted living community, call us at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE, or visit us at silversolutions.com. For over a decade, we've handled every type of downsizing or relocation, from local to national. Let us handle every detail of your move from beginning to end. We'll even help you dissolve your current home or apartment. Call us now at 1-877-AGE-SAFE or visit us at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older easier and less stressful for the whole family.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can
give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us. Happy Memorial Day to you. We are here tonight with Laura Olivares, who is the president, and Dan Lagani, who is the CEO of Silver Solutions. We're going to tell you how you can reach them in just a minute, so get a pencil ready if you want to talk to them, with give them an opportunity to tell a little bit more about their services. To both of you, or either of you, we touched briefly on the remote ability to assess and do a what's the word I'm looking for, to do a remote assessment of somebody's home and what can go on. Is technology playing another role? Is there other places that technology can help in this current environment in your particular business?
Dan, can I chime in here?
Absolutely.
So one of the things that I've noticed as we've been doing more and more assessments virtually, and virtual can look a couple of different ways. There are times where the family does have access to the home, and because we want to have they want to have the space to visit the home, not be face to face with our team. So they're there and they're running the video. Then there are times where we've got family members that are all over the United States, and in some cases all over the world, who are now getting involved in these assessments. And what I've noticed, and I've spoken to Dan a lot about, is I'm starting to watch these assessments turn into a memorial, if you will. Some of these folks haven't had the opportunity to say goodbye to their mother or their father or their grandmother or grandfather. And as we walk them through the home to choose and decide what items may be distributed to family, other family members, or what they would like to have as their own keepsakes, they also have the opportunity to say goodbye to maybe what was their family home, some of those memories, because some of them will never be returning to that environment. And that in itself that's really changed. Now we've got more family involvement, and it's been a really beautiful thing to be a part of.
You know, I was going to ask you that question. I mean, it was actually the next question I was going to, but you beat me to the punch there, Laura. your loss, the whole concept of dealing with loss has really changed. People are in whatever facility they're in, hospital or in an assisted living or in a skilled nursing facility. They are sadly passing all alone, and the family can't get there, and it's really hard. And oftentimes, you both are the bridge between the family and the deceased. I don't know how to say that any better. the deceased.
And their loved ones.
I mean, you're there. And boy, that adds a level of complexity and emotional involvement that you probably are learning every day how to get better at, I would guess, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, for me, it adds something, because, you know, I'm all about what we can do and how we can make a difference in our clients and our families' lives. Not that Dan isn't, but there's this level of being able to bring a peace of mind during what probably is the worst time in some of our clients and our families' lives. You had made mention whether they're the loved one was in a community or a facility. The reality is some of our adult children are seniors themselves. So some of them can't fly to whatever, whether it be New York or to Florida or Iowa. They can't get on a plane to say final goodbyes anymore. And right now, having us be in the home and give them a version of that is, I know it's helping them, but I will tell you, it definitely is helping us with what we're doing and really involving us with the family. It's something that makes us both really, really proud to be able to be a part of. And no, it wasn't anything we were expecting. I just slowly started to watch it evolve and happen. And the other thing I've noticed is there was always one person, and Scott, you may be familiar with this. There's the daughter or the daughter-in-law or the sister who sort of runs the show to help for care or the direction. So for the first time, we've got brothers and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews, and it's not falling to one person anymore. Now a family can collectively be a part of this process, and it's not an overwhelming. If anything, it's helping the families say goodbye, deal with their grief, and support each other in a way that they've never been able to do it. So the utilizing those videos has really been helpful in that way as well.
So that's really interesting. I had not perceived it that way. That's really, I mean, to me, that's a kind of a fascinating, for lack of a better term, positive in a really negative environment, is that while it keeps us apart, it also is serving to bring us together. That is really interesting. Now, not to shift from that emotional thing, but what do we do now with all of the property and, more importantly, the housing, right? Dan, is the real estate market holding up? Is this being impacted negatively? Is it taking longer for you to get in and clean out a house and get it ready to be sold? What's the impact on that been?
You know, it's been very varied. So for the longest time, when we had a family member that had passed away and we were brought in to help get the home ready for what was next, there was a period where you'd have 30, 60 days before the family started to deal with it. We're actually seeing, just because of the quantity of families, especially in the New York area, that suffered the loss of a family member that may be in a rental property, our process is actually sped up because there's a financial incentive for the families to want to close things up as quickly as possible. And, you know, back to Laura's point, it's certainly a very emotional and trying event for the family. But we're actually quite proud of the fact that we're able to get in and help very quickly. You know, we'll be in a situation where from the moment that someone contacts us initially to the point where we have done a video assessment, we can do that almost on demand, and a day later have a proposal back in front of them, and 7 days later have them in a position where we've sorted through the house, we've identified the things that have important emotional and financial value to family members that are being distributed to family members. We handle that. We'll deal with the donation piece of the material goods in the house that may not be going to a family member, and really position it for what is the term that you see in all the real estate contracts, broom swept environment, that you're in that environment and ready to make that space available for whatever the right next thing is, whether it's another family member, whether it's a rental, or whether it's a sale. So those things are happening actually much more quickly than they once had. And with respect to sale, it definitely varies by market and it varies by price point. And I don't think that, by the way, has changed just because of the pandemic. You know, the biggest impact on the real estate market was when the tax code changed and you couldn't start to deduct as of, I believe it was January 2019, right? Or was it January 2018, where you could no longer deduct
the SALT deductions,
the real estate taxes. Right. That's exactly right. That impacted the above $2 million market pretty significantly. But again, in different parts of the country, it's impacted quite differently.
I guess briefly, you said something there that I know is a problem. And in our move, we had a problem. We had some challenges, which was donations. Most of the charities are not open. It's really, I mean, in our physical move, I couldn't sell stuff on whatever that's, well, when I say I couldn't sell something, my daughter couldn't sell for me on whatever site that is.
Right.
Because people didn't want to come to the house and pick it up, but I couldn't go to anywhere to donate stuff. There was, I made call after call after call. It became, I was going to go rent a storage unit to save up the stuff I was going to go have to donate.
It's a real issue. Yeah. And Laura mentioned this a second ago. I know she said it in jest about herself, but it's a very central tenet to what the company does, which is to repurpose as much back into the community as possible. But Laura, speak to it for a second, because I know you've been very creative about how even during this moment when so many of the places are shut, that we're still doing that to the greatest degree possible.
Right. And thank you for using that word, Dan, being creative. I would say that's basically our baseline at this point, because we want to be able to meet the families or the clients' needs as much as we possibly can, given the circumstances. So I would say some of the benefits of working with a company like ours that has the relationships with the nonprofits that we've worked with for years and years is that we have the ability to contact them directly. We have our own point people. And even though the organizations may be shut down to the masses, there are some organizations that, because they are shut down to the masses, they will take donations by request. And they will warehouse them and sanitize them. And then when they open up, there won't be a concern of the virus contamination. We also have other solutions where we're working with our cleaning teams who have been COVID certified and are utilizing CDC approved sanitizing. I'm trying to think what they're called. They're like these blowers where you can bring them into the environment and really sanitize anything from clothing to the upholstered furniture to the carpeting, so that A, it can be pre-treated before we go in and actually work in the home, and then B, the items can be treated again as they're heading out. And some of the organizations, the nonprofit organizations, are now finally getting access to that same kind of treatment, so they can treat the donations. Because the reality is that everybody is struggling in some form or fashion, and the idea of filling a landfill with all of the items that could really make a difference in someone's home right now is heartbreaking. I just heard there was a report that happened inside of our own community where the adult child and her husband lost their home to a fire, and they couldn't turn to the local donation organization to help them because they were closed down.
Yeah.
But because of some of the contacts that we have, they were able to actually get a few of the things that they needed just to subside until they can get a little more settled.
Really, really helpful. If you're just tuning in, you're going to be sorry you missed tonight's show, because it was so important. Yes, it's a holiday, and no, while we are not live, it is a brand new show that we taped just a couple of days ago. We hope that you're listening in. But if you missed it and you're sorry you did, the good news is you can hear it, because we podcast. Yes, we do. All you have to do is search OMG, I'm Getting, and Up We Pop. You can do that. It should be up tomorrow by noontime. We also put it on our website, which is palmbeach.comfortcare.com. palmbeach.comfortcare.com. We also simulcast www.trueoldiesfla.com. trueoldiesfla.com. Locally, around the world, around the nation, around your city. We are here every Monday night, 95.9 True Oldies here in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We're on iHeartRadio. So if you're traveling, I know you're not traveling these days, but when you get back to traveling, you can take us with you every Monday at 6 o'clock. Next week, we're going to be talking to Mitch Kitrosa. Mitch is a noted elder attorney in the area, and we're going to be talking about the legal changes that are going to be hoisted upon us, or the realization of the things we should have been doing all this time that maybe we didn't, like our advanced directives, like our wills, like our healthcare surrogates, those kinds of things. Mitch is a great guest. He's a good friend. You're going to love to hear from him, and he's going to give you some important information. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking to Karen Gilbert. Karen is with Alzheimer's Community Care, and no time has been more challenging, or no audience has been more challenged by the time that we're going through, than the Alzheimer's community and other chronic diseases. And she is going to talk to us about the things that are so very, very important during these moments in crisis. Of course, tonight my guests are Laura Olivares and Dan Lagani from Silva Solutions. And Dan, in the minute or two that we have left, maybe you could, one, tell us how to reach you, and then give us a pretty brief synopsis, if you will, about exactly what services we should reach you about.
I will absolutely be happy to share all of that with you. So you can reach us by going to silversolutions.com, and that's our website, or you can call us at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. And Laura always tells me I need to share the numbers, too, so that's 1-877-243-7233. Those are the two easy ways to get a hold of us, and we'll be back to you in a minute. And the reasons you should call us are to make certain that, especially at this time when people are sheltering in place, that the environment that you or one of your loved ones is in is physically safe. So that's what we specialize in, safe living improvements to homes, relocations for older adults into assisted living or other homes that we also make safe, and then working, as Laura mentioned a little bit earlier, with families after the loss of a loved one to make that grueling process of sorting through a family home that may have been lived in for many, many years, and we make the process easier so the right things go to the right places. So whether you need safe living or help relocating or help dissolving a home, we're your resource.
I can't thank you both enough for being here. Laura, stay safe in New York. Dan, always a pleasure to be with you and to see you. I'm excited that you're here. To my audience, a happy Memorial Day. Remember those that we honor today. It's really important. We will see you next week. This is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Next Monday, Mitch Kitroser, 6 o'clock right here. Have a good week, all.